This shop in Istanbul has been a refuge for Makarem since she and her daughter left northwest China 5 years ago. Her husband and two other children were left behind in Xinjiang. She hasn't heard from them since. She fears a UN report that condemns China's treatment of Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities will largely go ignored.
It's been 5 years of us living here. China has killed our young people and left our children orphaned. The United Nations isn't doing enough.
Michelle Bachelet released the report 13 minutes before her term as UN Human Rights Chief ended. It found that Uyghurs and other mostly Muslim groups in detention camps have been subjected to torture, including forced medical treatment and sexual and gender-based violence.
This is not a case of Turks or Uyghurs or Muslims or Jews. This is a case of humanity. We're not calling for China to stop just because we're Uyghurs. Any person with a heart and brain must know that this is wrong.
China has denied any abuses. It says its policies in Xinjiang fight what it calls terrorism and provides Uyghurs with better economic opportunities.
The so-called assessment is orchestrated and produced by the U.S. and some Western forces and is completely illegal and void.
Countless stories of torture and separation are shared within the Uyghur community. Abdul Salam says he hasn't heard from his brother in 5 years.
This report should have come out earlier. This isn't something that can be put on hold. When a group is being destroyed, it's not appropriate for humanity just to watch for a couple of years.
The report recommends the Chinese government take steps to release Uyghurs detained in training centers, prisons, or detention facilities. The Uyghur community hopes for the same, but fears their calls will largely be ignored at home and abroad. Katia Lopez-Odoyan, Al Jazeera.